kulang ang gising kapag walang kape sa umaga, matamlay ang araw kung hindi nakapagtimpla, at hindi solve ang pagpupuyat kung hindi nakahigop ng isang punong tasa. Ganyan ang pakiramdam ng maraming coffee lovers at tulad ng mga Filipino-Australian baristas na sina Rochelle Tull at Rodney Reyes. Bata pa lang na humaling na sila sa sarap ng inuming kape at maging sa paraan ng pagtitimpla nito.
My dad's mother, who we all call Nanay, and she used to make for me black coffee and garlic fried rice, the Filipino stuff. Sinigang. That's where my love of coffee first came from. And whenever I have garlic rice with coffee, it just brings back all those memories.
For me, I fell in love with, the making side of things. Yeah, I've always been in hospitality. It's where I feel most comfortable. You can even say it's my second home. Yeah, just being, serving people, just getting to know customers. They're not even customers to me, they're literally my friends in the end of the day. I fell in love with the discipline of it all, that you have to pay attention to so many little details. You know, there's an art to making coffee that's very cliche, but it really is, and for me it's like a meditation.
Sa dami ng klase ng kape na kanilang natikman, tila may kulang daw sa mga ito. Para sa kanila, iba kasi ang hatid na pride kapag ang iniinom ay mula sa ani ng mga magsasakang Pilipino.
We really want to highlight Philippine coffee because we're trying to encourage current and future generations of coffee farmers to keep going. It may be hard, but at the end of the day, if we can build up a market for Philippine coffee through education, through highlighting the farmer stories and things like that through our platform, that would be incredible for us to achieve if we can do that.
Kaya naisip nilang bumuo ng isang samahan na handang magbigay ng kaalaman tungkol sa kapeng mula Pilipinas at mga oportunidad nito sa merkado.
Our group name is Out Coffee Beans, or the full name would be Alternative Coffee Beans. Mm-hmm. And I have been going to a lot of different coffee events where we noticed a lot of different nationalities have their own coffee communities. And there was no Filipino coffee community that we could see. There's no one visible.
Yeah.
So jokingly, Sel said to me, why don't we start our own? And I said, okay, why not?
And we didn't want to just keep it to Filipinos. We would welcome everybody because it was very clicky.
We wanted to be inclusive. So it did start off with the idea of a Filipino coffee community, but it then evolved into wanting to share this with everybody else.
Sa unang pagkakataon, nagsagawa ang grupo ng coffee cupping session na ginanap nitong Hunyo. Tampok dito ang mga Arabica coffee mula sa 3 coffee farms sa Pilipinas. Katuwang ni Rodney ang asawang si Grace sa pag-facilitate ng mga aktibidad. Sa mga paraang ito, inaalam at hinuhusgahan ang tapang, amoy at lasa ng kape. Isa si Timothy sa nakilahok sa coffee cupping.
I was really, really good. It was the first time I've ever done cupping. So just understand the flavors was a kind of a brand new experience, and I'll do it again. And the fact that it's Filipino as well makes me want to support it even more, being a Filipino myself.
Hindi naman akalain ni Monique na isa rin sa mga dumalo na maraming klase pala ng pagpoproseso ng kape.
The different processes on how coffee is made, I guess, that was interesting because some are washed, some aren't. I'm not a coffee expert, but yeah, it was interesting. I thought it was really amazing, and I thought being like a half Filipino myself, it was nice to see Filipino like coffees, because you don't find Filipino coffees around much here in Australia. So it was nice that we're able to bring some Filipino beans and really just taste the different types of beans here.
Ayon sa grupo, may iba't ibang paraan ang bawat farm sa pagpoproseso ng mga buto ng kape, tulad ng washed, natural o dry process at pulped o honey process. Sa mga prosesong ito, nakakagawa ng sari-saring flavor. Sa tulong ng coffee cupping, nasisimulan nilang maengganyo ang mga tao, coffee drinker man o hindi, para tuklasin ang pinagmula ng kanilang inumin.
Traceability is also something that's important to us. Trying to be transparent in where the coffee comes from, who's actually growing it, all the way to shipping it to Australia and then the roaster that takes on the coffee here before it gets out to the market. There's all these small people in between each process that adds to the chain, and traceability can be a bit difficult at the moment, but we're trying to make it more transparent so that way you do know exactly who is involved, so you can see at the end of the day, yeah, the breakdown of how much the farmers get at the end of the day. And that's the ones that we really want to help out the most.
So you will see that as a trend in coffee. People will always talk about origin, which is the farmer. I think that's just natural for everyone to know where is everything from, especially now where there's a lot of drive for local produce, which is perfect. It's a really good trend. It needs to keep going.
Ayon kay Zell, laganap man ang impormasyon tungkol sa kape na nakikita online, hindi naman ramdam na mga magsasaka ang kanilang pag-unlad.
There is already a lot of information out there about coffee. If you actually look into it more, we found out that coffee is one of the most popular thing that people search about, Instagram, Facebook, online. Like, there is a lot of people that are interested in coffee, so whether that's in latte art, brewing, what kinds of coffee. That doesn't necessarily mean that because people are talking about it, there's action going down to the supply chain.
Taong 1880 nang yumabong ang produksyon ng kape sa Pilipinas, partikular sa Batangas. Ginto kung ituring ang bawat butil noon na siyang ini-export sa maraming bansa. Pero kalaunan, tinamaan ng peste ang mga kapihan na siyang nagpabagsak sa industriya nito. Mula noon, nahirapan nang bumangon sa pagkalugmok ang mga magsasaka at nagtatanim ng kape.
From our recent research in what we've been doing, we're seeing a decline of coffee bean produced in the Philippines. And there's a lot of factors contributing to that one. At the end of the day, the farmers themselves aren't earning enough, and they would want to switch to a crop that would earn them something that, you know, can support their families and their lifestyle.
Now. Not in 5 years.
Yes,
yes,
now.
That's a big factor as well. The next generation of farmers are, you know, opting to do something else, like driving tricycles, because they can get the money right then at the end of the day, and they don't have to gamble the next couple of years with coffee, I suppose. And also there's not enough pride when it comes to it. Like, they think it's a hard labor, hard work to be a farmer. There's not enough incentive for them to want to keep doing it.
Pero nais na mga tulad ni Rodney at Zell na tulungan ang mga kababayan nating muling itaguyod ang kanilang kabuhayan sa pamamagitan ng edukasyon at pagpapakilala ng Philippine Arabica coffee sa Australia. At dahil hindi lang isa kundi apat na klase ng kape ang tumutubo sa Pilipinas, naniniwala silang muling magigising ang pinagmamalaking produkto sa merkado.
In terms of the future of coffee, because of climate change, coffee producing nations are finding that the areas where you can grow Arabica coffee, which is the biggest market out there, is shrinking in size. So because of that, Philippines is in a good position where they have different coffee varieties that doesn't need the high altitudes like Arabica coffee does. Mm. And if they can concentrate on producing Baraka coffee, for example, in larger quantities, and we can create a market for that, you'll be able to get decent coffee with less of those requirements.
Kaya hiling nila, tangkilikin din ng mga Pinoy ang sariling atin at muling painitin ang produksyon ng kapeng Pilipino.
So guys, watch out for Philippine coffee. Us and our friends over at Coffee Belt.
Coffee Belt, yeah.
We are trying to highlight Philippine coffee.
Be open-minded. Be proud.